Before I used to save them up, I started off with milk and whiskey.
Oh, I see. What if you don't put anything in your coffee?
I use it black, just like I like my women.
Do you ever hear of the expression, drinking coffee barefooted?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Black.
Nothing
in it.
Uh-huh. How would people use that expression?
Barefooted.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that used about whiskey? Drinking whiskey barefooted?
Yeah, that's when you drink it straight. But The way we make it out here, and our little still we got back down there, we make it so strong that we have to cut it with something to be able to drink it.
Uh-huh. What do you call whiskey that you make yourself?
Moonshine.
Any other names for moonshine?
Shine.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear it called splow?
Mm-mm. No, we didn't call it that.
What about beer that you make?
We don't make none down here.
You never heard of anybody making
beer? Yeah.
What do they call it, Penny?
They call it beer.
Uh-huh. And you tell a child now, you can eat what's put before you, or you can eat what's put down before you, or you can just do.
Get out and go to bed's what we tell Tracy. That's our little granddaughter that she's fixing them eggs for.
Uh-huh. And tell him about how far something is. You say, well, I don't know exactly how far away it is, but it's just a little
piece.
Okay.
Yeah, I've used that in many different expressions, that little piece.
Uh-huh.
It has a lot of different expressions. It all depends on how you use it.
Mm-hmm. Say if you had been traveling and had about 300 miles left to go, you'd say you still had a...
far piece.
That's what you'd probably say?
Yeah.
And something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place. You'd say, oh, you can find that just about...
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say he fell over.
Backward.
And this way?
Forward.
And if you had been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any fish, you might say, no, what a one, no?
No, not a damn thing.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear the expression, I didn't catch nary one?
I didn't catch nary one, yes, many times.
Would you use that expression yourself?
Well, there's sometimes I do.
Uh-huh.
It all depends on the situation, the expressions I use.
Say if there was something that we had to do today, the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say...
Francis will have to do it.
would you say you and I will have to do it?
No, I usually say Francis will do it.
Well, if you were talking about...
both of us?
Yeah. Would you say me and you have to do it?
I'd say me and her got to do it.
Uh-huh.
Mostly her. Because I believe in putting the monkey on her butt.
Say if you knocked at the door and somebody asked who's there and you know they recognize your voice, you'd say it's
me.
Okay. And if it's a man, you'd say it's...
yes. It's me.
Well, if I say, was that Jim at the door? He'd say, yeah, that was...
No, if he is at the door, when I usually knock on the door, it's some woman's door, see?
Well,
some widow's door. And I say, no, that ain't me. That's...
Well, would you say, if there's a man at the door, would you say that's he or that's him? Or
that's me.
Or if you're talking about someone else, would you say...